Now, of course, there were some major laws passed in the session, an overhaul to the workers' compensation program. We have a law now allowing gun owners with carry permits to store their firearms in their car while at work, not to mention a nearly $33 billion budget. But there were many proposals that lawmakers spent so much time on that just ended up in the waste bin at the end. How did that happen?
Well, you know, it's certainly not because Democrats stood in the way. This was the first session in which Republicans held these two-thirds supermajorities, and they proved to be somewhat unwieldy, particularly on the final day of the session. On Friday, you had the pet project of Senate Speaker Ron Ramsey soundly defeated in the House. This was his own plan to reduce the number of district attorneys in the state by redrawing the judicial boundaries. The House voted it down, basically saying, "You didn't consult us, so take that." Then Ramsey wouldn't let House Speaker Beth Harwell's legislative baby even come to a vote. This was her plan to give a state board more authority to open charter schools when a local school board says no. We often called it the state charter authorizer. There must have been dozens of hours spent in committee hearings on this issue, to say nothing of the meetings behind closed doors.
All right, so that was the drama that played out on Friday, but you had several other bills that seemed not so much to be defeated on their merits, but because of politics.
Well, school vouchers, that's a perfect example. Governor Bill Haslam had this limited plan to pay private school tuition for the state's poorest kids in the lowest performing schools. It wasn't voucher opponents who killed that bill. It was people who wanted vouchers to be made more widely available.
And then there's the issue that always gets a lot of buzz, wine in grocery stores. The proposal to expand wine sales seemed to have its best chances in years to pass, but then it was killed on what was really a procedural argument.
Right. There was a vibrant debate about how liquor stores would be negatively affected and the danger in making stronger alcoholic drinks more widely available. But really, the wine and grocery stores bill was jettisoned because a committee chairman didn't like how members of his party were trying to keep anyone from making changes to the proposal.
So now that the session is adjourned, are these high-profile bills dead?
You know, we often talk about the session ending, but we're really just at the halfway point of a two-year session. And these bills, they could either be revived in January or new versions could be introduced. Other than Speaker Ramsey's judicial redistricting plan, which has sort of which was sort of time sensitive, you could count on these proposals coming back. Representative John Lundberg of Bristol was making the big push to get wine in grocery stores. He expects the lawmakers responsible for defeating that proposal, they'll get an earful over the next few months.
I think it's going to be a long, hot summer for those folks, and I think when they come back, I think they're going to have a new perspective based on that feedback.
But it sounds like there may be a bad taste left in people's mouths. Am I right?
If it says anything, the speakers of both chambers, they didn't hold their usual press conference after the session concluded. But we did talk to the majority leaders in both houses who say, you know, it ought to be hard to pass new laws and that just because we can pass something doesn't mean that we should. Now, that said, it does seem to sting a little bit more when you've got a bill people generally agree with that just gets caught up in the politics of the state capitol.
All right. Thanks, Blake.
You're welcome.
Blake Farmer is WPLN's assistant news director, and he's joined us on Mondays throughout the legislative session.